We were making siyurim this. We were making haschalos. The maskal perek sheni of the sechta brachos b'siyata d'shmaya. Everyone open up your gemara. Your gimel on the rab. So this is a little hazara. Those are good memories. Hayakara v'tara v'yiz v'an amikra and kiva niba yata. Full stop. That's as far as we're getting. Right? He reads the Torah and he gets it from Amikra from Krishna and he kiva niba yata. Says the Gemara, Shema min amitzvah shtrichas kavana. Right? Because he keeps it in kiva niba. It's a general machlokas throughout Shas. For matzah, for shofar, you name it. Mitzvah shtrichas kavana and shtrichas kavana. So the fact that you keep it libo indicates that you mitzvah shtrichas kavana. Says the Gemara, no. Man kiva libo, likros. He doesn't have intention to do the mitzvah. Intention to read. Fact the Gemara, likros. Hokakari, he's reading. What do you mean kavana likros? He's reading. What do the words mean? What's not the Torah lahagia? He's just trying to be magia to say the Torah is a good cipher. And you can end up reading Kriya and Ksiv wrong, and the Kudus will be wrong. Everything is wrong. So you have Kavanah to read it properly, that's all. You may remember that the Ramban in the Sechter Rosh Hashanah holds that Kriya Shema is only one Pasuk. That's it. Kriya Shema is a total of one Pasuk. How do you know? Because it says in the Gemara in the Sechter Brachos, and if you'd give another page, just please turn the page. You'd give another page. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the first medium-sized line, Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad, Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Saleh. Period. Why only the first pasuk? Says the Rambam, only the first pasuk is Kriya Shema. That's it. What's the rest? Well, you know, we say Baruch Shama, we say Ezra Sato Seinu, we say, whatever we say, Tizgar of Terein, it's a Zavani. It's not mitzvah of Shema, it's davening. Davening never twice special kavan. That's what it says. Finish. What do you see from here? Because the Ramban is follows. If you hold mitzvahs ancient as kavan, even the first person will require kavan. Why? Because of the Gemara. Payakara, Batara, Maitra. So the Gemara is clearly indicating that if not for mitzvahs shirus kavan, you wouldn't need kavan at all. Wouldn't kavan at all. What do you mean? Just say it's a new din of kavana. It's a new din. We'll come to in a minute. It's a special din of kavana. It's an Indian kabbalah somah for shemayim. But if that's true, the Gemara's kasha hates of nishtan doesn't even begin. Kiva liba means the special kavana. The Gemara doesn't recognize any special kavana over here. Zero. So you see, there's only a simple kavana called kavana sa mitzvah. You see that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokein, Hashem Echad is the whole sum of Kriya Shema. Everything beyond that is just tefila. And the Ramban takes a dig. A dig. Our Gemara says this ancient as Kavana, our Pasuk Mishnah is before our Kavana. Uman the Beforesh, Trey, Gavne, the Kavana, Lo Tzor, Lo Fulmer, Lo Lidan, Lo Chavir. It's all wrong. Whoever says there's another kind of Kavana is against the Gemara. Had there been any other kind of Kavana, how do you read the first line of the second parak? Shema is Ancient as Kavana. Why? This is Ancient as Kavana. Shema is unique in the Kavana. The fact that the. Yes, Kavi. Talk louder, please. Every second of?
Tefillin.
Tefillin? You have kavanah at the beginning. There's kavanah at the beginning. It lasts for the whole mitzvah. We'll come to that later. Not today. Next week, we'll come to that. The big yisod. The beginning is sufficient. But not after that yisod yet. The Ramban had a very wonderful Talmud. It was the Rashba. And the Rashba right over here, on your Gimel and Beis, says the Shita that his Rebbe said is wrong. A good Talmud. My Talmud didn't tell me I'm wrong. I love it. I don't like yes men. Every Talmud has to shlug me up, that's a real Talmud. Alright? And I give you Rishus, I welcome you to shlug me up at any turn. The Rashba himself on that Gimel and Beis says, no, there is a special kind of Kavanah. Kavanah is Kabbalah, so Lach HaShamayim, Kavanah is HaInyin, the first Pasuk. Nothing to do with Mitzvah Shchichas Kavanah or not. That's Kavanah Lot says. Kavanah is an Indian. I did the Marius of Beferish, Shema and Mitzvah Shchichas Kavanah. Why? It's a special Kavanah. Says the Rashba, no. The Mashmeh, the Kule Kriya Shmakam. says Vayakor Batar Begins My Mikra in Kiva Libra Yotza, the entire Kriya Shema Avi, not just the first pasuk, the entire Kriya Shema. Had it been a special Kavanah in Indian, that'd be limited to the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Sama Shemayim, maybe a little bit more than that, but not much, not the whole thing. So explains the Rashba. He knocked off the Rebbe's writing. The Gemara did not explain our Mishnah of the special Kavanah in Indian. You know why? It didn't exist. But the Mishnah says, Stam, you get an impression. Talking about a Kavanah which applies to the entire of Kriya Shema. And Kavanah is only required for the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. That's what's happening in the Sugya. Even though it exists. How does the Rashba know? The Rashba says, Rabosa, if not for the special Kavanah Sa'inyan, why should we distinguish between the first pasuk and the rest? As we saw before Shigamara. On that thing, dealing with base. It must be Kavanah Sa'inyan. The Ramban says, no, my dear Talmud Rashba, because Shema consists of one pasuk. One pasuk. There's nothing past the first pasuk. Zuena Shaila. He can create the pasuk region. Shema Yisrael Zu Kriyash Mashav Yehuda Anasi. The next Gemara. Yehuda Anasi is next to the last medium sized line. He only said one pasuk, that's it. And then he said, Nenes Meshena, a little bit in the very wide lines. Nenes Meshena Yotza. The guy fell asleep. I sometimes fall asleep. Oh yeah. Just imagine the tired Friday night. They dive in early. Gotten for early Friday night, and we ain't got a clap and tish. You go home, you have to say Kriya Shema. I go home, it's still the sun's still shining. I have a nice meal, and we sing some mirrors, and we have bench, and now it's time for Kriya Shema. So in my house, we have a rule when this happens. You don't leave the table until you say Kriya Shema. Birchas Hamazon and Kriya Shema. And if it's Sfira, it's Sfira. And you don't leave the table. Once you leave the table, forget about it. But there's times I want to force it at the table. That's how tired I am. So Shema Yisrael, I said, don't wake me up! I really said one pasuk. As the Gemara says, Nefes Meshema Yotza. So Ramban, you see the whole thing is only one pasuk. That's it. The Mitzvah's Kriya with the Yem is only one pasuk. That requires Kavanah Taleh, like all other Mitzvahs. Now Rabbo saying, how much of Kriya Shema is the rice? How much of Kriya Shema is the rice? So it's a four-way machlok, at least. At least four ways. We'll see, it's more than four ways. Pasuk one, that's the Rambam. Parsha 1, that's a simple shot in Rashi. The first Rashi in Shas. Rashi's brother, for those who came in after the first prayer. You should know the first Rashi in Shas. It says you can say Shema after the Tzitzit Rechavim, but this Rashi's time I said earlier, says Rashi, yeah, Kriya Shema Lamita. For Tosfos on the one Parsha. And for the Rashi, we know one Parsha is enough. So it could be one Pasuk, only one Parsha. Or, the Pre-Chodesh says, it's two Parshas. Avada. It's two parshas. They're all part of Shema. The third, that's nothing to do with Shema. That's a mitzvah of Sfiyas and Sfiyas Mitzvah, nothing to do with Shema. And the Rambam says, all three parshas are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Yes, DJ.
Do we show that hold that Kriya Shema is more than just the first pasuk?
All the Rishonim, for those on Zoom, all the Rishonim who say that Shema is more than one pasuk, what did the Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? After one, he fell asleep after one pasuk. They say he didn't fall asleep. He was mumbling and jumbling. He wasn't focused. That's what they say, Pesha. Then it's Pesha, he's falling asleep. He gets the words out, but nothing more than that, without any focus. That's what Pesha said. Rishonim said that. I didn't make it up. Rishonim said that. Okay, we'll see if you have a chance to do Rishonim. For the moment, he's going through the various opinions. Look it up in the Pre-Chodesh, have a chance. Goes through the whole discussion. The whole machlokes. It seems, again, they all seem to agree, except for the Rabban, that the rest of Shema is Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan. All right, the first pasuk is the Raisa, the first parsha is the Raisa, the second parsha is the Raisa, but all three parshas are Kriya Shema D'Rabbanan. Rabban says, no! After one pasuk, it's a part of Tefillah. It's garnished. Don't need any kavanah whatsoever. Finished. Yotze Kriya Shema, you fell asleep. Pasuk Rishon is the whole Shema. Now we understand why the Rabban cannot accept the Rashba. Because the Rashba said, you know why? B'chol HaKriya Shema. What Chol HaKriya Shema? My dear Talmud Rashba. There ain't no such animal. No such thing as Chol HaKriya Shema. Chol HaKriya Shema is six words. Shema Yisrael HaShem. Don't tell me a shtickle Torah. the Gemara didn't mention Kavanah Sinin because the Mishnah is referring to the whole Pidgin. Oh, there's one more. It's six words. Six words. Yeah. What's the answer machine? I mean, take a look at the Rush Sinin Gimel. DJ's question. Ever up until the Rush or both sides on the Mount of Karmis? Kevin the Zoom, did you get the Mount of Karmis from the second paragraph? Never got them. Remind me after to zoom them in, forward them these Mount of Karmis. I apologize. Parent Bay Sinin Gimel. Let me look inside. Rabosa. What's the word Netis Machina mean? Parent Bay Sinin Gimel. What does it say? Look carefully. Look carefully. The words of the Rush. Very important. Rush says, look carefully. Yeah. The Psuka, towards the very end, with a small little payas of the Madani Antif. But first before that. The Psuka Kamatsaran, Mitsaran Avshe, Tubla Mitsaran Avshe, hold them the next machine, Yotze Batsaloma, Shuva Dum Dum. He's like sleepy. Fenny Yotze Liquus Bekavana Mikamela, Milo Yotorius Kula. There's your answer, DJ, right there in the Rush. Okay, he read the whole thing. He's a bit dum-dum, a little tipsy, a little addict. Fine, that's the answer. Wait! Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Oh, I forgot to answer that question. What was he thinking? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the same, it's the very same Rush. Perik Beis and Megim. Look at Rabbi Yehuda, the end. Who Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the last four lines, Pasuk Mishim Bovad, Enechos of the Gomba, Hasan, Marim, She'ovas Manakriya, Kol Mishri Gomba, Limudov, and Tomar. Came in the Bina Shikwas has cool the Lamalo Hipsik the Krosa, Philomishab Tawasov Nasov Tanan, Perakamak the Shabbos, the Mafs of the Krish, Rabbi Shlomo. Hani Midi Odom Shalom and Levadim. Abu Bi Shalom and Torah Barabim. Ain Lo La Hafsik. Can you believe what's going on over here? Now you know why I'm so intent on saying Shiur. You know the Sluts say Shiur to Rabbim? It knocks off all the mitzvahs. You're part of the Krish. Pillay, Ploy, and Mamish. You're part of the Krish when you're saying a Shiur Rabbim. It's not believable, but it's, he just read it in the Rush. I just read it to you. So why do you say the first pasuk? I want the Kabbalah of Baal Shemayim. Okay. But he's part of the Krishna. As the Rush says, I told you about Shkigal Torah. It's a Gemara Masechet in Megillah. I have Megillah in front of me, so I'll open it to you. Megillah Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. Daf Gimel Amar Aleph says as follows. Unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Listen carefully. Because Shambhal Shabbat Rebbe, Shabbat in Talmud Torah, Uvar Nishwar Mikra Megillah. Frek the Rashash. What? The Torah? Megillah is not Talmud Torah? The Megillah is in Tanakh. What do you mean, Vat in Talmud Torah to read the Megillah? When you read the Megillah, it's also Talmud Torah. That's the Rashash's Kash. I'm reading it from the Rashash. Rashash has two answers. The first answer is quite remarkable. The Rashash's first answer, let me show you the Rashash of the Gimel Amar Aleph. Let's find it. Yeah. I saw the base of prime, my bit of Torah. Chris is very happy to tell the Torah. Here's two answers. First, look at your Adesh, and Rashi and Rav said Gimel, by the bad brother, and the Chuli Ayin Shah. Who knows what it says there? Who knows your Adesh by heart? No one. The other says, by Medvam, where you should split your Torah. One third Mikra, one third Mishnah, one third Gemara, the Rambam says at the beginning. The Rambam somewhere here. You know, my throne called up. At the beginning. But after the beginning, what you're supposed to do is spend all your time in Lumbus and Svaris. You already did the Mikra, you already did the Mishnah. So the Rambam sees Rashash is saying, for a Yid to be reading the Megillah when he's supposed to be learning Gemara, it's considered Bittul Torah. Right? What that means to you guys? Any Torah you learn which is not the full intensity is called Bittul Torah. Enough for the Rashash. That's his first taste. But if you don't like that, how about the second taste? That'll pop you from that incredible obligation. I like the second taste. Second taste. Gan Meshlom. Kigon Arav Shalom and Tamidim. Rebbe's only Tamidim. Fehema for Shama Mikra Megillah. They heard the Megillah in the Tamidim. For Rav Adayim Shama. He didn't hear the Megillah. She yivata la rav yelech l'shnoah b'kul Megillah afshay v'ezeh yizbat wa tamidah. Present company excluded. I'm sure if I didn't say the shiur, you'd learn it the same way. Tamidah, this room. But you know, not everyone in the world is like this tamidah. If the Rebbe didn't say the shiur, they'd bat it. What he's saying is that all of the mitzvahs, like we see, he doesn't quote the Rashi. All of the mitzvahs saying the shir, you think you don't have to do any mitzvahs. I'm saying the shir, no kriya shema, no nothing. The Megillah is an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception to the rule? It's a mitzvah pirsum enisa. I think I told you once in passing, pirsum enisa has five nafkaminas. It's a new category. What are the five nafkaminas? Women are chayim and osman garama, having a bus on nes. And to spend all your money that we learned from the Mishnah in Abed Tzachim, supposed to learn Tzachim to see in Yeshiva. You know, the Yifchus of Yavah Kursus, the Kubash of Tzachim, even though otherwise it's only 150 of your money. And the Nechanik, the Rabbim says, the Rabbim should get it from there, to give you money. There's a special bracha, Shas Nisla Vaseinu, and you have to get sick over it, according to the you got sick over the Abba Kursus, the Shavuos, which you don't have to go to this. And this, the Bible, Tamil Torah, even the Rabbin from Mikra Megillah, but not anything else. That's an aside. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is that shit. Fine. Now Rabbi Osai is another problem. We said four sheets. Four. One pasuk, one parsha, two parshas, three parshas. Could it be another sheet? Could it be another sheet? How can it be? Okay, watch this. The Gemara is over here on Daf Yud Gimel of an Aleph going over to Yud Gimel of the base. How much requires kavod? So in the last line of the given of Aleph, it says as follows. Aleph Avecha, Yochol Tehe Kol HaParsha Tzricha Kavona, Tamiloma Ha'ele, Atat Tzricha Kavona, Mikan Hele V'Tein Tzricha Kavona, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. How do you explain this? So you go like the Rash with the Baldic. The first few psukim is Kavona. Come on, guys, you know Shema Be'ah. Where is Ha'ele? You are Dvarim Ha'elim, right? That's pasuk number three. I got it right. I hope so. Shema Yisrael, you have to. You are Dvarim Ha'elim. I got it right? Good. So the first two psukim require kavana. That's kavana. So Baba Shemaim. It's not only, it's not just, it's Abba, but Hafta. Hafta, Shema Kavana. Whoa! That's kavana's Indian. You got to know what you're talking about. After that, it's so plain mikro. You don't have to, I understand. If you want the Ramban, the Ramban says there's no such thing as kavana se'inu. All you have is Krishna daraisa requires kavana. So I can understand the one Amora would hold, the Tana would hold, the first pasuk, the second, the first parsha. What? The chi of daraisa stops in the middle? Stops in the middle? Really? Alev alecha, right? At kind of last Rashi. What do you mean? Oh, that's yes, the third pasuk. But that's it. But the Torah tells us to say, that's how it's harashah. Pulls like the rashah. Chavana Sinyan. Pulls the Rambam. How do you slice that? I want to say as follows. The third pasuk. What does Dvarim Ha'ela mean? The Ha'ela which we could ever came before. So the Ramban holds, according to the opinion of Tosfos Pshat within Rabbi Eliezer, guess what? Two psukim adaraisa. Where did I get it from? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Very nice. Who's have to say it? Who has to say it? Who has to say it? Who's have to say it? Oh, v'hoi v'advarim elal. So pasuk 3 tells you that psukim 1 and 2 are adaraisa. Very good. What about Rashi? Rashi says, Ad Kam, Ad Alev Alecha. The first three psukim of the Raisa. Right? Hold on. Did I give this up? Rashi said, I think I mixed it up. Rashi said, Ad Alev Alecha. No, I didn't give it up. Rashi has three psukim. So where? Three psukim of the Raisa? Yes, how does the fourth person begin? Come on. I think, Vishinat Alev Alecha, right? Vidibarta, boom! What does bum mean? The kids say bum. What does bum mean? What does bum mean? Someone said Krishna is the Rabbanim. What's bum? Who would they be talking to? Maybe we'll get to it one day. I hope so. So we say no, bum is Krishna. Krishna is the rising. What bum? The first three psukim which come before bum. It's either according to Rashi, the three psukim before the word bum, according to Tosfos, the two psukim before the word Aela. So now there are now six sheetahs. How many Krishna is the rising? One pasuk, two psukim, three psukim, the whole parsha, two parshas, three parshas. How do you like that? I will say six different sheikhs. How much the Krishna is the rice? Pilei ploy mamish. Got it? Six. Wow. Amazing. Okay. That's what we have. So it comes out. I guess the one who's just going to assume. Fine. The Rambam says that I told you all three parshas of the Raisa. But it's such a shver Rambam. That's maybe the most shver Rambam you can possibly imagine. We're going to tackle it now. I hope we can finish it in 10 minutes. If not, there's always Sunday. This Rambam is found in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. I have my Rambam over here again. Here's my Rambam. Oh. If you have a Rambam, maybe you have the Rambam itself in the back of a Mishpat Amalei. If not, just listen to what I'm saying. This Rambam is so shver, no one knows what to do with the Rambam. No one. So shver it is. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Says the Hailing Rambam. Hakori es Shema. Lokim and Liba of a Pasuk Rishon, Shushma Yisrael, Lo Yotze Echol Vosem. Vashar, and Lokim and Liba Yotze. So far so good?
So far so good, it's close to God.
Afilu hayakore batora kidarko, o magia es a parsha so elu, ba'on as kriya, Yotze. Fuhu shekim and Liba of a Pasuk Rishon. That's the right. Tzorech Ian Godo, the Gemara says, Korol Agiyas Lo Yotza. We just saw the Gemara. We read it together. Korol Agiyas Lo Yotza. Ram says, I feel the Korol Agiyas Yotza. Pile Ployin Mamsh. Fret the Kesef Mishnah. How can it be? So Rambam says, well, that's only quantum of the Tamei Shvara versus Shulis Kavana. Yeah. So no, Ed Shulis Kavana. Mam Kivu Nima, Likros. We paskin. Mitzvah Shrikas Kavana, Hekar B'Torah, Afiul Agia, and Kiva Lila B'Pasuk Rishon Yotza. Then how can that be? What kind of answer is that? What kind of answer is that? It doesn't make any sense. How can it be? That what? Lashon HaRambam. And Kiva Lila means Kavana Samitzvah. It's clear. It'll be the case of the Mishnah one more time. As the Mishnah says, how can you call? Someone says, Korol Agiyas is not Yotzei. Remember, the Gemara said, Korol Agiyas is not Yotzei. Let's review the Gemara one more time. Just look at it inside. Gemara says, the whole thing is one line. Shema ben Mitzvah Shri Das Kavan. And no, this ain't Shri Das Kavan. So my key is going to liquid. Okay? No, Korol Agiyas. So if Mitzvah ain't Shri Das Kavan, I'm saying Korol Agiyas is lo Yotzei. It ain't. We pass the Mitzvah Shri Das Kavan. So we can learn the Mishnah from Pshuto. And Kiveh and Libo, the mitzvah, is Yotzah. What about Korol Agiyah? Matach HaShemeh, no one's talking about it. So maybe you would be Yotzah. But very nice, there's no Diyak in the Gemara anymore from Mitzvah Shri Das Kavanah. But how do you explain it? It's so hard to understand. Why is there a difference between the first Pasuk of Shema and the rest of Shema? Why Kivul Agiyah is not good in the first pasuk? If the whole discussion here is Kavanas HaMitzvah, Kavanas HaMitzvah is the same from the beginning to the end. So why is the Korol Agiyah, which is a lack of Tzrichos Kavanah, distinction between the first pasuk? They say all the pasuk is the Raisa, Chas V'Sholom. The Rambam passes in Perek Aleph of this Kriya Shema, Mal Kore, Zechiv the Raisa. Sholosh Pashas, it's all the Raisa. I told you there's a few assistants with Rambam, the third Pasha. I told you my Rebbe is Pshaf from Abchayim. Abchayim has two Kashas. Why are three Pashas the Raisa? The third Pasha is only the Rambam. They could have put in Pashas Bullock if they wanted to. And he has another Kasha, the Midchas Chinuf Kasha. Why did the Rambam count as a few assistants with Rambam every single day as a mitzvah, as he counted the Sifra and Pesach night? Says Abchayim, because the all three parshas are Kabbalahs on Malchus Shemayim. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of, as it says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? How does it start? Hashem Tosiv and Eretz Mitzrayim Yemei Savodim. It's a Saras of different star. You can't have Kabbalahs on Malchus Shemayim without mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all part of creation. And yes, it's both parshas. It's part of the mitzvah of the rise of creation, which are all three parshas of the rise of. It's not a separate mitzvah. I'll tell you a kind of grace. I read your quote. Fine. Very nice. There are two problems over here. One, the difference between the first pasuk and the rest. So the Lechem Mishnah says the Hilchos Shofar. I have that too. That the Rambam holds, like the Ramban, that's only the pasuk Mishnah which speaks of Mrs. Krishma. But it's impossible. Rambam says all three parshas are the rice. Impossible. You can't make a distinction between the Ramban between the first pasuk and the rest. And besides that, he's assuming, you know, I happen to see it here, so let me pull it out. The other Rambam. Hilchos Shofar. On both sides, it's time to think about the shofar. Yes, it's time to think about the shofar. It's already the second day of Chodesh Av. And we're less than a month from Rosh Chodesh. Always start blowing the shofar. Less than 2 months from Rosh Hashanah. We have to blow the shofar with great corona problems. I already sent out an email to the shul about why you have to sort short and davening in multiple sites and times. Okay. So let's talk a little about shofar in a happy sense. It says the Rambam, Perek Beis and Hilchos Shofar. Halacha Dalet. Beis Dalet Hilchos Shofar. There we go. Hamas Asik with Kir Shofar, the Slavin, the Yosef of Bosso. The Skavin Shomea, Lotzik of Bosso, the Skavin at Okay, Lotzio, or the Skavin at Okay, Lotzio, the Skavin at Shomea, Lotzesco, Loyotech of Bosso, at the Skavin Shomea, Mashmir. So what does that mean? So the Lechem Mishnah, there's over here discussion. What does he mean? Lechem Mishnah says, what do you do with the Rambam in Hilchos Krishma? Kosher. Hilchos Krishma, he holds that what? That what? Mitzvah Dein Shechitas Kavanah. That's what he says. What's going on over here? So why does he say over here Kavanah? Long, long Lechem Mishnah. So the Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam holds mitzvahs Sriches Kavan. Sriches Kavan. But hold on the Ramban. Don't call the Ramban over here. Ramban holds only the first pasuk of Krishna is Doraisa, nothing else. That's against enough in the Ramban, but the Rambam, we just read in Pegava Lecha Beis, it was Krishna. And besides that, my Rebbe quotes from Reb Chaim, that the Lechem Mishnah is wrong and the Magen Mishnah is right. What did the Magen Mishnah say? The Rambam, of course, the Rambam says that you need Kavanah. The Hilchos Chama to Matzah, he paskins Truva Chamatzah Yotzah. The Rambam is the famous Teretz. Achil is different. It's the Havim, the Imam, except the Rosh Hashanah, the way Rashi understands Pshat. Misasim the Chalom Marayas is also, and the other, and Misasim the Chalom Marayas, but it means be Matzah, is Yotzah. Okay? Even though it's a Shrikas Kavanah, Achil is an exception. And he quotes this from the Ram. That's what the Ram says. He doesn't like it. And he better says, Rabbi Chaim held like him, that the Rambam holds that the Magad Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, that he holds the mitzvahs and Shrikas Kavanah. I over here, what's he talking about? No, it's a unique din. It's a unique din. Kol Kavanah Shomeo Mashmia. There has to be a link between the person blowing and the person hearing. But the person who still blows, he doesn't need Kavanah. My Rebbe said, Rabbi Chaim held that way. So therefore that makes this path completely impossible. So for two reasons, this is impossible. Here I'm telling my Pshat. The Rambam holds like the Rajbah is a Kavanah Yuchedis. Which applies to Kriya Shema and to Kriya Shema only. Kavanah Se'inyan. I want to bring you a lot. My Rebbe was Medayik in every letter of the Rambam. I'm not such a big daikon. I'll just give you the beginning. We'll have to finish it on Sunday. Read you the words of the Rambam one more time. HaKoreya Shema Lokim Libo. The word Libo. Pasuvishen sheshma Yisrael lo yotzei chavosu. Hashem lo kibben libo yotzei. Kavanas libo, that's a special kavanah of the Rashba. Libo. Afilo yekor b'toro. O magiyas ha-parashim se'ele b'onas kriya. Yotzei, fushe kibben libo v'pasuk rishon. What does it mean, kibben libo? And besides that, what do you mean, afilo? What's the bigger chiddush of a Korah b'Torah more than someone stam is lo kibben libo? Now we understand. Ki means kavanas inyan. So who's not kavanas libo means that no kavanas a inyan, but kavanas a mitzvah. He had kavanas a mitzvah. Okay, let's go again. A Korah shema lo kibben libo, but he had kavanas a mitzvah. Right. Lo yotza, but the shah lo kibben libo had kavanas a mitzvah that he had. Afilu yatorah b'torah means kedako without even kavanas a mitzvah. Even that's good. Even that's good. Even the Magia, who has no kavanah to read at all, even that's good. He's a Misasik, even that's good. So it's three different levels. No kavanah to Inyan, no kavanah to Mitzvah, no kavanah to Kriya. It's still Yotze. Of course, the question becomes why? Why are you Yotze? Just because you read the first post of the kavanah? So what? The 50 psukim of the Kriyashma. One pasuk is enough. So I have to tell you, my boss, we're on the Zoom. You know, when I was a kid, when they had these cowboy shows, then they'd say, you know, they end in the middle. And say, tune in next, the same time, same station. You know, and you see what happens with the cowboys or the Indians, who wins. So on Sunday at 6:30, Mr. Shem, we'll see if the Rambam wins. And my Rebbe used to say that when his father would try to fend for a Shver Rambam and he couldn't figure it out, he used to cry. Rabbi used to cry. Rabbi Shimon Soloveitchik couldn't fan for the Rambam for Rabbi's kashas. You don't have to cry from now until Sunday. You can have a terrace at the Rambam. Okay? Have a good Shabbos, a pleasant Shabbos, only Shabbos. Hold to it. Rabbi said, thank you. Thank you.